Bilu Nishmas of Kanimish Kamen Ben Rili Melech. In the Darim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ve'elu Mutarin. And these are the ones that are mutter, and they don't even need a Shailus Chacham. Chulin Sha'uchalach. The person says that he's treating his friend's food like Chulin. And obviously this is mutter, because Chulin is not something that's Aser. And the whole reason the Mishnah brings this, the Rav explains, is to show us that this case obviously doesn't need a Shailus Chacham, nothing. So too, all the other cases don't need that as well. Kibsar Chazir. He says that this food is going to be like the meat of a pig, which is something that's usur inherently. That's not a problem. Because like we said, the hatpasa, the food that you're comparing this food right now to, has to be something that's mutter, and you have the ability to make a nether on. And obviously, chazir is not something mutter, it's inherently usur, so therefore it can't be used as the hatpasa, so therefore it's not a real nether. Kavodazara, also avodazara, something that's usur. Kairis levuvin, the skins of a levuvin. Levuvin comes from the lashon of the lev, a heart. For Avodah Zarah, what they used to do is pierce the skin of an animal right by the heart, and while the animal was alive, take the heart out of a live animal. Anybody saw the movie years ago, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? They know what I'm referring to. But they then took this animal for Avodah Zarah, and any part of this animal is aser, even the skins. So if he makes a reference that the food in front of him is like the skins of a levuvin, it doesn't aser it, because the skins of the levuvin are inherently aser. Kinevelis, kitrefis, kishkotzim, kermasim. Nevelis and trefas. Nevelis is an animal dies without shechita. Trefa is an animal that's torn or has holes or any of the trefas that it has. Kishkatsim, kermasim, all those, you assume that we're not allowed to eat from those little types of insects. Kechalas Aaron, which is chala that we refer to, that we have to give to a kohen. But Aaron obviously was the first kohen, like the Rav points out. Vikitrumaso, and also truma, mutter. All these cases are mutter. Now, why is chala and truma mutter? Shouldn't that be aser? Isn't challah like a nether? Because only through a person's mouth or designation does he make something aser by challah or truma as well. So the difference is, there are two different ways to look how challah and truma work. Is the pshat, some of us have learned that it's really always aser before it's challah or truma, it's tevel. So it was always aser, and you're just designating which part of it remains aser. But it was always aser to begin with. And then once the part that's designated, challah, truma, everything else becomes mutter. But this part was always aser. Or one pshat is, Mefarshim explain, that anything that's a chov, a chiv that I have to do, is treated the same way as something that's aser. A nether is something that's not obligatory. So if I try to be matvis on something, I have to be matvis on something like he's matvis on a different nether. He says, this is like a nether, this is like a carbon. But truma is something that's a chiv. And that fasa doesn't work on something like truma that's a chiv. Mishnah continues, Ha'omer li'ishto, harei at alai ki'im. A person says to his wife that you are going to be treated to me like my mother, meaning he's asering himself for tashmish amita with her. In this case, the Mishnah says, Poschen lo pesach mimokam acher, shelo yokel rosh lekach. Here, we're more machmir, that he has to go in front of a chacham, and they have to be pesach mepesach mokam acher. They have to find some kind of angle to be matir the nether. Some reason, had he known a specific thing, he wouldn't have done it. Why are we more machmer? That he, like the Mishnah says, this shouldn't become something that he takes lightly. Now, even though mi'ikar adin, his mother is usur anyway to him. So it's not really a hatfasa. But like we said, in order that he doesn't take this lightly, we make him go to a chacham, and only if they find a pesach m'makam acher. Mishnah continues, konim she'ini yoshin. The person says, a konim that he's not going to sleep, she'ini medaber, or he's not going to talk to somebody, she'ini mahalech, he's not going to walk with somebody. Or Ha'omer Le'ishto, person says to his wife, Konim She'eni Misham Sheikh. He makes a neder Konim that he's not going to have Tashmish Shemitah with his wife. Hareze Belo Yachol Dvaro. Midrabanan only. He's over if he goes ahead, and obviously he's over the neder, then he's over the Isser Midrabanan. Why is it only Midrabanan? Because, like we said, a neder has to be on something tangible. He's making a neder on actions, on something he's going to do or not going to do. That's something that Midiraisa, it's not Chal. Because konim is a lashon of a neder. However, shvua she'eni yoshin, if he makes a shvu, he's not going to sleep. She'eni medaber, she'eni mahalich, all these cases, aser. Then that's aser, because a shvua is on an action.